Hello, this is the Love of Wisdom Podcast, and this is your host, Anthony Penza. You can find me on Facebook at The Love of Wisdom, Instagram, LoveWisdom424, or by email, my email address, AnthonyPenza@gmail. AnthonyPENCA@gmail.com. If you have any questions regarding to my podcast, previous podcast, please contact me there. If you have any ideas or suggestions for my further podcast, you're more than willing to submit any information, please let me know at those links. Here on this podcast, I introduce philosophy to the general public, discuss philosophy with intellectuals, and introduce the subject to the educated and general public in an attempt to educate people on the importance of philosophy in their daily lives, as well as touch people, let them develop critical thinking, rationality, and deep philosophical contemplation, hopefully in their lives, if they listen further into my podcast. If anything else, this podcast is simply just an educational means to help people with philosophy itself. Therefore, I'd like to begin this episode by speaking about a philosopher, an interesting philosopher by the name of Epictetus. Now, Epictetus was an ancient Greek philosopher, Stoic philosopher, born in 50 AD in the city of Hierapolis, Turkey, and died in 135 AD in Nicopolis, Greece. Originally born a slave, in Areopolis, Phrygia, he lived in Rome until he was eventually banished to Nicopolis in northwestern Greece until his death. From his philosophy, he maintained the idea that the foundation of all philosophy is self-knowledge, the conviction that, given our ignorance and gullibility, we should first examine in our study. He also developed the idea that logic provides valid reasoning and certainty in judgment, but is subordinate to practical needs. He has a second concern for philosophy, and is that of reason, showing what is reason, and that given reason, there's correct forms of reason over other forms of reason. So, in his first book of the Discourses, Epictetus discusses about how things which are in our power and things that are not in our power become an issue, such that individuals should be content with how they live their lives and accept that they should die, and that they should learn to deal with fates that occur in their lives. He brings up an interesting claim that human beings are rational animals. Now, as rational animals, we ought to observe reason, for rationality is intolerable. Here today in the 21st century, there are so many people, so many institutions, places, creeds, religions, belief systems, etc., that praise irrationality and place it on a pedestal. People are dying in the streets. Materialism is running rampant. And individuals, it seems like, are always looking for the next new major video game, TV, shoe, right, like the Michael Jordans, the laptops, entertainment centers, TVs of all different natures, all material possessions, making people lose sight of what it means to really be a human being. In this world and in this universe, people lose the principles of even how to maintain themselves in public, and describe and maintain a proper character. The rational and irrational man thus appear as separate entities in how they are portrayed in the several ways human beings are ascribed, according to Epictetus. In order to gain character, Epictetus says human beings have the powers of perception to conjoin, and as humans we must discipline ourselves and not act rashly and run towards things that don't concern us, not meddling in other people's affairs, for example. Philosophy teaches men that desire means the desire of good things, and aversion from bad things. Tranquility and happiness cannot be attained by man by not failing to obtain what he desires, and not falling into that which he would avoid. To progress and improve in life, Epictetus teaches us that we ought to trust our own will in life, and understand in life that we will fail and fall short, and we will be unhappy from time to time in our lives. But given that there is virtue, we should excel and push towards virtue, which promises good fortune, tranquility, and happiness. Living a virtuous life surely it takes time, but if we don't take this good for granted, good fortune, tranquility, and happiness will itself be used. As a philosopher myself, I find it essential in life that human beings learn to understand their lives and establish a moral ethical value system in which they themselves can deal with the problems in life. People, I believe, ought to establish themselves and live a life full of meaning and purpose, in which they can begin to question and answer the existential problems that exist in their lives. And by existential questions, I mean is this. A couple examples. Why do I live on this planet? What is my purpose on this planet, in this universe, etc.? Why do I believe what I believe, and how can I learn to deal with the issues of my life? Death, life, pain, relationships, etc. Epictetus asks about morality and speaks in its implications on the genera populace, and believed that people ought to be a citizen of the world. And he spoke of God, and he spoke of kinship with the Greek culture, with citizens' obedience to Caesar during that time period. Individuals in society, the wise and good men, consider all things in respect of individual beliefs of God. They must submit their minds to the lawbringers, those who administer the whole, the law of the state, which in today's society would be police, judges, lawyers, and all law enforcement personnel, who are hired into society to fulfill their roles to establish and maintain law upon the populace. Philosophy for Epictetus demonstrates that nothing great is produced, and he uses the example of a fig growing into a mighty tree, and the length of time it takes for such a small fruit to have it blossom into a behemoth structure. He claims that reason in society is necessary, for it is the faculty in humans' minds that analyzes and perfects the rest, and has to be analyzed. Reason analyzes itself. He also mentions, too, that the ancient philosophers spoke about denying the body and seeking to know thyself, a famous common phrase used in Plato. But he says is to therefore exercise ourselves in small things and proceed to the greater. With reason, every art and faculty must contemplate out of necessity itself. An example of this uses is the shoemaker, whose art is used to skins. The shoemaker's art is entirely distinct from the material of the skins, making it out of necessity that reason itself is used in every art. Epictetus recognizes that there is a need for education in society. Additionally, when he defines that education is learning how to adapt the natural precognitions to particular things that conform to nature, and distinguish things that are in our power and are not such. Our powers as people rely on our will, and we should recognize this. He mentions that there will be those people who will come and tell you that philosophy is silly, a waste of time to learn, and that what you do is stupid. Therefore, Epictetus tells these people, he mentions a rich man with rings, and he says to them, he says, "Excuse me, as you would excuse lovers. I am not my own master, I am mad." Philosophy for Epictetus lies in recognizing that people see that if philosophy is true and philosophers are not silly and are not actually hypocritical, acting hypocritically, that the good man is in the will as well as evil. In life, therefore, we ought to observe the law of life, according to Epictetus, that human beings must act conformably to nature. Thus, there is a beginning of philosophy in which a man's perception of the state of his ruling faculty, that a man, when he knows something is weak, will not employ it on things of the greatest difficulty. He also gives life advice, an individual should embrace death, and not view death as evil, for man cannot escape death, for all humans are mortal and must die. All people are derived of the truth, as Plato mentions, according to Epictetus, for falsity in society appears as truth for people. Philosophy is designed, according to Epictetus, to teach people the right way, and the door to their own individual consciousness, their own weakness and inability concerning necessary things in their lives. Philosophy becomes a tool in which man may argue against their own perceptions of one another, inquiry into the cause of the disagreement amongst people in our society, condemnation to an investigation leading toward of something that seems right, a discovery of some rule. Epictetus means additionally that as individuals we ought to become free from society according to our will as human beings. For example, he mentions about treating animals poorly, not feeding them well, engaging them, enslaving them like people do in the zoos. And just like animals who are mistreated by other human beings, many humans have felt treated the same way, and we ought not to treat humans and other creatures in like manner. With that, I would like to conclude this podcast. Thank you for listening to the Love of Wisdom podcast. Again, my name is Anthony Pensa. Please follow me on Instagram at the Love of Wisdom 424, Facebook at the Love of Wisdom. I'll be uploading a website in the near future, within a few weeks or so. Thank you again for listening. If you guys have any questions, please contact me again at those links. Thank you very much and have a good day. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.